Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show, where we bring you interesting topics, my opinions about certain stuff, and then also interesting interview guests. And today I want to talk to you about something that has been getting a little bit on my nerves. And I looked into it a little bit and then I realized this is probably true across the board for pretty much everybody. And what I mean by that is how we are manipulated in a way and be inundated with false, misleading, and even in some cases fake news, just because those who create these articles and media pieces and videos can get away with it. So let me explain what I mean by that. Ask yourself, what is a field, an area that you would say you're a real expert, where you really cannot easily be fooled? You might be really into cars, or you might be really into music, or whatever it might be. So what I've seen, as most of you know, I was in aviation for 22 years. I was flying and test flying fighter jets for the Air Force. So I know something about aviation. And then ever since I started my consulting work in 2005, I have consulted in the life science industry. So I know a lot about how pharma companies work, life science companies work, how products, drug products are developed, and how all the trials work and the companies run and how they're regulated and all that kind of stuff. So I want to encourage you to think about what kind of a field are you an expert in, just like those two fields that I just mentioned that I believe I'm an expert in. Now, I have now become also an expert, obviously, in residential real estate investing. So those are the three areas for me: aviation, life science industry, and real estate investing. And what I've detected recently is that we find in the media articles that have accusations or some kind of negative news in it. And when I click on it and read it, I oftentimes find when it's in a field that I'm an expert in, that what is being described, especially in the sense of what is being described as something really, really bad, is truly either incomplete, completely false, completely misleading, and so forth and so forth, right? Like, for example, one thing in the real estate area that you, most of you, are probably listening for in our podcast here is that I see reports where authors, so-called journalists, which I really wouldn't want to call them journalists any longer, they claim that landlords, owners, investors like you and me are price gouging tenants with the rent. And the argument that they actually bring is to say landlords and property management companies are using software to determine what the rent should be. And that statement is correct, but it has nothing to do with price gouging. There are two typical incremental things that we do with our residential real estate properties, and everybody has always done it that way. The one is when you have a tenant and the tenant is renewing their current lease, you ask them, number one, do you want to stay or do you want to move out? And if they say, I would like to stay, then you approach them, or property management approaches them and says, okay, we would like to increase the rent by $50 or $60 or $80 or whatever the amount is. And every once in a while, it can happen that a tenant says, well, I'm sorry, but I'm really tight with money. Can we make that a little less? And if you wanted to do $50 or $60, and you might say, okay, I'm willing to do $30 or $40 per month. The other case is that a tenant says, no, I don't want to stay. I liked your house, but I need a bigger house, or I got a job in a different location or so forth, and I have to leave. So now the tenant leaves, and then you do the end of lease inspection, do a little bit of whatever renovation and upgrading and updating is necessary, and then you go out and market the property again. And that's where these software tools come in. The one that we are using is called Rentometer Pro. And what it does is it goes into about a mile, 2 mile radius around the location of the property and looks at what are the rents of similar properties in it 1 to 2 mile radius. And what that indicates is like if your previous tenant paid $1,000 rent and you run the software tool and it shows that your kind of property within a 2 mile radio or radius or these other properties, they go for anywhere between $1,100 and $1,150. Then you know that if you are asking $1,100 instead of $1,000 for the property for a new lease, that you are in the ballpark of similar properties in the same area. And there is no price gouging or anything like that. That is just supply and demand. And what the software allows is it makes it easy to find out what have other people been able to receive in rent for similar properties. But the journalists are making it sound like you're just greedy and you just want to get whatever you can and you're basically trying to extract people. Even though if all the surrounding properties of the same kind are seen by tenants to be worth $1,100, then why shouldn't yours be also worth $1,100? So this is just one example where I can tell you somebody writing an article that landlords and property managers using software to determine rent levels is out of greed or is out of like shoving it to the tenants is just flat out wrong. And I know this because I'm an expert in this field, and anybody who's been following us or is a member in our community would immediately be able to say that too. Now, if that article would have been about large office rental buildings in New York, where I'm not an expert, and they would have made that claim, I would have at least said, wow, that's not really fair. That doesn't sound right. And that's how this works. Now, go to a field that is not as closely adjacent, something that you're totally not an expert in, and you wouldn't know. You know it. Something is fishy. Something is wrong. Something is misleading here in the areas where you're an expert. So pay attention to this. That would be my advice to confirm. Is Axel right when he says, in the fields that you're an expert in, you immediately know when a journalist or so-called journalist is misleading people or publishing fake news? So if you can confirm it just like I have a really important message for you. And that is, if it's true that you can detect that kind of behavior of journalists or so-called journalists in the areas that you're an expert, then we all have to assume that they're fooling and faking and misleading us in all the other areas where we're not experts. Because if they do it in the areas where we are experts, I'm guaranteeing you they're also doing it in the areas where we're not. Which, long story short, basically means you cannot believe any of the stuff that you see. And that's a really sad reality, but on the other hand, the only thing we can really do about it is to do our own research. And for the areas where it's important, to try to either become an expert or connect with an expert. And that's why I'm here for you for residential real estate investing. So if you want to talk to me in that area of expertise that I have, then please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button to book a call, and let's have a conversation. If you say, I'm interested in residential real estate, I hear this stuff in the media that's probably not true, let me talk to you because you're an expert in that. And I'm very, very happy to help you and get you going and add you to our community. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.